Welcome to the Marty Shugold Show podcast. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half the price. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
Podcast time. Full show dump is about to be in your ears wherever you are around
well,
the world.
Well, it is. Unless I freeze to death, Matthew. My God. Oh, is anyone else feeling that?
I'm okay.
It's absolutely
it's a little cool.
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad. Well, look, Matthew's had a very early start today.
Oh, my God.
He's totally lost track of his biphasal.
Yeah.
I thought he was really? Almost going to really lose the plot before the show.
So did I.
Now take your shirt off.
Okay. It really does.
We'll put your shirt back on.
No, it really does.
Yeah, you know what
it
you
comes
need?
Straight across there.
Absolutely billowing.
We need to put a piece of paper over that.
Well, you've got your Hermes scarf.
Yeah. No, I didn't. You forgot it around
the office.
Matthew's lost touch with his biphasal and he's been in here. It's now in real time, 9:45 in the morning.
Yeah. Yes.
And Matthew's been in here since 1 a.m. last night when he just decided he might as well come to work.
Unbelievable.
Because he napped. Went down at five.
I would go to bed 2 hours after that sometimes.
I know. I'm in bed by eight.
I was only going to have an hour. And then
went down at five thinking you were going to have an hour.
Someone was meant to be home at six and then they did after work drinks.
Don't
and then...
blame anyone else, mate.
No, you're right.
Then the you woke up at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And got up.
So I got 6 hours. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
You need to set an alarm for your naps. That might help.
And no one can have a conversation with Matthew about the biphasal without him shouting, bully. I've tried to have several. I even tried a private text message between the four of us.
Yeah, but I wasn't involved.
No, because I wanted to call you a baby and I didn't want you to see that.
And I just don't get the bi thing, the biphasiality.
Yeah.
It means two.
Yeah. Right.
Two sleeps.
Yeah.
I'm looking for when a nap becomes a sleep.
Well, it's got to be about the 6 hour mark, hasn't it?
Six really is just a sleep, isn't it?
Six is
it
a looks full like, sleep.
I think you can have a 2 hour nap.
I reckon two's too long.
You should never have got up at 11. You should have just kept sleeping.
You should have stayed in bed.
Until when?
Till
the
get
morning.
Up at least 3.
I was awake.
Yeah.
Well, I was scared if I went back to sleep, which I easily could have done. If I went back to sleep, then I wouldn't be.
Set an alarm.
The only thing I'm worried about, and I've discussed this with you, is that you can't live your life like this. Yeah. This is not a normal way to live. No, you're going to turn yourself off this job with your frustrations around sleep.
And we don't want you to do that.
It's
and
the closest thing to normal because I wake up.
Oh, my God. You are living in some parallel universe, some fantasy land that you think this whole thing's normal.
Okay. If you're doing a 9-to-5, when's your free time after work? It is. You get home at like
your
6
free time's
6
after work too.
Until 11.
Your free time's after work.
I'm syncing up my free time like normal people.
Well, you can't
free time.
Do that. You're not a normal person, point one.
That's the first very important point.
And end of conversation.
Well, I'm happy to leave it there. Yeah. I mean, persist with the biphasal.
I will.
But I tell you what.
This all started on Monday. I thought I'd be a hero and not have a nap.
But
then you don't go to sleep at 11. You've got to then go to sleep at 8:30 or 9.
Normal time.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can hear more about this on Matt's new podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated it.
actually going to be great.
Matt discusses things he doesn't like or does
like
differently.
Yeah, I would definitely listen to that podcast.
You need to go to sleep school like little babies do when they're newborns.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's... There's biphasic, which you currently do, and then there's polyphasic.
Oh,
which
what's
is
that?
We have more than two.
Don't introduce him to polyphasic.
He doesn't have time for polyphasic. He's already doing 10
hours. He's already
spending
his whole day asleep.
So they're shorter, like three shorter
Yeah, it must
sleeps.
Be. But so then it's also, it can be part of a syndrome of irregular sleep-wake syndrome.
Oh, you have a syndrome.
No.
Oh.
That feels a bit more right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Matt's got a syndrome.
When you attach syndrome to Matthew, it immediately makes more sense.
Syndrome? He's got Matt syndrome.
Matt's drone.
Minestrone.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shugold Show. What do you got on Insta, William?
Oh, some POV shots.
Good.
I'm going to move through some of these POV because we've received so many and I want to give
just
everyone
the
credit.
Oh, no, there's already a Matt syndrome.
Oh, there is two.
What about a Thompson?
It's an entity including as main characteristics anopathalmia.
Severe.
It's a pulmonary issue.
I don't know what any of those are.
And aha, is that?
Yeah, it's pulmonary or lung. Takes a bit of the fun out of it now,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Okay. Mm.
Ryan says, Pov with the pod, and he sent through what appears to be the new softball fields in Craigieburn.
In
Victoria.
Yes, so I don't know what he is doing.
That looks like a belting new field.
Doesn't it?
It looks all right. Big lights.
Good facility. There's a lot going on out in that part of Melbourne. There's a lot of people live out there.
It's a big growth area of Melbourne.
Huge.
Southeast.
Lockie's Pov listening to the show on my day off while my son Hugo watches The Wiggles for the millionth time.
I remember those days.
You can see there that, and Lockie points out, he's managed to change the aspect ratio on the TV, but it doesn't seem to bother him.
Nope.
No, he's gone, looks like a 16:9 there.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is not worrying little mate with the remote. He's ready to go.
A similar one here we've received from Alison. It is my Pov about to clean up the toddler destruction.
Oh, wow. That's a big mess. Like that. Just so triggering.
I know. Yeah.
She's got us with the AirPods.
Who's that on the television?
That's Sam Smith.
Oh, it is. Look at them.
There they are.
Look at this kid, though. Look, Mum, clean it up.
Mum, are you doing anything today?
Isn't it funny how every parent always would say, my house will never look like that, and every parent's house is going to look like that.
I've heard every new parent say everything about being a parent.
Yeah.
We're not going to give them screens.
Until they don't stop screens.
Tell me how La Porchetta went.
Yeah. La Porchetta.
You don't want to just throw an iPad in front of the kid that's throwing garlic bread around the restaurant?
La Porchetta. This is from Damien, and this is from this morning. Morning, Will. Here's my Pov where I'm listening, setting up for work.
Virgin Lounge.
In the Virgin, in their lounge.
In their lounge.
Oh,
yeah.
You know who's in the lounge.
That? Oh, I know that view.
Just know that angle.
It's either that or the Qantas lounge. There is two views at the airport.
They're the only two that matter.
Yes. I haven't spent a lot of time in the Virgin lounge.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah. Lovely purple lights.
Yeah, they love a bit of purple, Virgin, don't they?
But their branding.
But their branding is red.
And purple.
Red and purple.
No, a lot of purple.
Mm. A lot of purple.
Yeah. They've got the mood lights on the planes.
I do like
purple.
When the lights go down on a Virgin flight,
me too.
It's very moody.
Mm.
Flew Virgin recently. It was a nice time.
Yeah, I flew Virgin somewhere a lot.
They do fly to a lot
of in the US.
Oh, Virgin America.
Yes, I was flying Virgin America.
Which don't exist anymore. They were taken over by another company.
Oh.
What about internationally?
Virgin Atlantic. Yes.
I flew them home from LA once and it was great. I think it was my favourite international flight I've ever had.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. The seats were comfy and...
Well,
yeah.
You were in the cockpit for a lot of it.
Virgin indeed.
Virgin on the ridiculous.
Next.
From Jonathan. Listening daily while I do my golf club re-gripping session.
Oh, wow.
There we go. Jonathan is
he a pro at the shot?
I think he must be.
Mm.
And is that a new grip on that golf club?
Yeah, people go in and get their clubs re-gripped.
Mm.
It looks like he's about to put a grip on, does it?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that white normally, would it?
No, he'll need to put something over that, I would have thought.
He says, yes, I know that my workspace is filthy.
It is messy. I wouldn't mind just rub the wall. A bit of spray and wipe wouldn't go astray. I mean, I'm not telling you how to work. But
yeah. Maybe a bit of paint on that plaster.
I'd probably paint the unfinished plaster board.
Yeah. This is from Chris. Happy Friday, William. Here is another Pov for you. And you can see that it's some sort of medical research photo.
CSL?
And I asked what he does, looking at how the muscle cells of the heart divide to see if we can turn that back on in the adult heart.
Oh, God, yawn.
Wow.
Sounds important.
He would use a pipette.
It does.
A pipette?
A pipette, one of those things that sucks up all the things out of the tubes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lovely glove,
too. Imagine getting Jag and him at a corporate lunch. Oh, yeah. What else? Anyone want the fish? Oh, no, I'll move. You sit here.
It's like the conversation I had early days last year when we went to the tennis.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. You did jag a quieter end of the table, it has to be said.
Fun day in the Penfolds tent, though.
But you weren't up here with Larry and Mo, who were just hooking in like they'd never seen a wine before.
Breaking stems.
Troy, did all of your glassware stay intact?
Yeah, it did.
That wasn't my fault. It was the glass.
I'm the coach.
Yes. And then you wrapped up the day by falling asleep mid-conversation with Marty and I. on the table.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that was
one
a fun
of your
day.
Finest outings.
Yep. This is from Michael, and we think we've seen some big wheels this week. Check out this truck at an iron ore mine in the Pilbara.
The Pilbara.
I knew I said it wrong.
Oh, my
I
was God, like, that has a person.
I was like, is it Pilbara?
Pilbara, yeah.
Look at the size of that. That's a full-size man, and he's only up to halfway up the wheel.
Wow, that's huge.
Proper mining truck, though. They, you know, they're programmed now. They all run on computers. You don't drive them anymore.
On autopilot.
Yeah. They just tool around on the same pattern.
They cost an absolute fortune, millions of dollars.
I'm not suggesting there isn't an element of driving in those.
You need a supervisor.
No. Well, you need to, I'd imagine, drive it at some point.
Yes.
But the bulk of it's...
programmed in.
Of its travel through those sites as programmed.
Wow. It's huge.
Look at the size of it.
Giant.
Safety related, I'd imagine. You make a mistake in an iron ore mine, it doesn't end well.
No.
It's a cat truck.
Yes.
People can see these photos, can't they?
Usually
I had this conversation with you guys about where these photos are put.
Yeah, you came in and said, I've had an idea. I think we need to start putting these photos. And no, we've been doing that for
I don't know if you were there, Matthew. I said, guys, I've thought about this overnight. What if we're talking about these photos and none of the listeners can see them? We should have an area where they can go and see the photos.
Yeah, they're on the Insta.
Yeah, apparently it's already there.
We showed you Insta stories recently.
Yeah. Yes. I was saying, how do you DM someone?
Oh, yeah,
I just walked through that.
Yeah. Yes.
Every message I read is a DM.
Is a DM.
I was about to say, what would this podcast be without the DM?
Direct message.
We're not all bloody experts on technology.
No, but I thought you asked... are you able to DM on Instagram? You weren't even familiar with the concept.
I certainly did not know how to execute
it. Can everyone see a DM was the question.
Because I want to send a shot to mum.
Yeah. Is she on Insta?
Will's curious. Oh, can you please pass me a Kingston?
A Kingston?
Oh, Kingston. Spitty's having a biscuit.
Wow. Final Kingston?
Gotta be careful about that, Lozza.
That's my number one.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that your first?
Yeah.
Oh, well done. You'll be fine.
Mm. No, my second today, but my number one in ranking.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, good. No, it's a fourth.
It's my 14th biscuit, but that's my favourite.
Forklift chat. This is from Boski. And here are a couple of forklifts that were burnt in a factory fire in Derrimut.
Derrimut Burton.
Derrimut Burton.
You're kidding.
In Melbourne.
Oh, no.
So you can see, look what happens to forklifts when they get stuck in the fire.
And they seem like big forklifts too. They seem bigger than a normal forklift.
It's a skeleton.
Yeah.
Mm. I was walking past a construction site the other day with a man operating a forklift, and one of the other blokes in high vis went, just a second, mate.
Yeah.
I went, to you?
Yeah. I went, no trouble.
Yeah, of course.
I'm happy to wait.
I'll wait.
Give them the guy in a high vis actually gives you a personalised. Just to see.
You just hang on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'd be doing that too.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of construction going on in the CBD of Melbourne.
In Melbourne, yes. I think we've got more cranes in Melbourne than any other city in the country.
Yeah, well, you can feel it as we claw our way back into the real world after 2 years of hell.
Yes.
I blame Dan.
From Steve. Love the eye injury chat. In the words of Mrs. Slocomb...
Slocum. What are you being served?
Oh.
She lives
Does
in
that
the
mean anything to you guys?
She lives in the Pilbara.
Are you being served?
Pilbara was a mistake.
I'm free.
I'm free. Yeah. It was like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, that makes more sense because there was a lot of double entendre in that show.
Yes.
From what I
understand.
Because the next sentence is out of control. When I was younger, I was tickling the undercarriage of my pussy in a tree.
Pardon.
When she lost her balance and fell with outstretched claws. That's a cat.
Oh, thank you.
I got it. I thought it was going to be a poem at least.
No, it's a story. Straight down the forehead went the claws, through the eye, causing a scratch across the lens with infection.
Oh, my God.
Down the chin and across the chest, successfully tearing my nipple in two.
Oh, my God.
Naughty pussy.
Even JB can't believe it.
Steve's gone. He's taken full liberty with that story. After that, I'll move on.
Well, okay, but the main thing is he's lost half a nipple.
Yeah.
Ouch. And the claw through the eye.
And the eye.
Which part?
Oh, the nipple would be the worst, I reckon.
Eye in his head.
Which part?
I didn't understand the story to begin with. I was thrown
by
all the
language. You thought it was a poem.
There once was a man.
If you've got a poem, we'd love to hear it. I mean, let's solicit for some poetry.
Yes, I love good poems.
At Marty Sheagold Show on Insta. Mm.
Yeah, it could be another Parpy. Post a poem in.
Yeah, post a poem in. I'd love to have listeners. If
Handwritten. You could actually post it to 257 Clarendon
Don't
Street.
Don't make it any harder, mate. Level two. You know? Minimise effort. Okay. For maximum results.
People love going to effort.
That should be on a whiteboard somewhere. Minimise effort for maximum results.
That's the starting point.
Mm.
Yep. From Farmer Troy, one of our favourites.
Western Victoria.
He just wanted to point out with the shapes that Vegemite, he accidentally voted for it, but he actually believes in chicken crimpy, but it wouldn't matter, Troy, don't worry. Mm. He also said, this has made me so happy. I was doubting myself after listening to you guys, thinking I must be crazy. Absolutely loving the content as always. I feel like the team is building up some great momentum. I like to change the words from your FOF opener to something like, the Shiglets are having some sort of season. Thank you, Farmer Troy, one of our favourites.
Farmer Troy.
Tim also made a shapes contribution. You have to take your shapes to the next level and incorporate a dip with them.
Yes. Well, Loz told me.
She's got a mouthful of Biggie.
Kingston.
She's eating a king.
Loz told me that she has savoury shapes with Philadelphia cream cheese on them.
Oh, yum.
It had never occurred to me to add anything to a shape because I felt like there was enough going on.
Yeah. Mm.
But the savoury shape in particular seems as though it would welcome a condiment.
Because it's flavourless.
Maybe some hummus.
It's not flavourless.
It's not as busy as other shapes.
Mm.
Flavoured chips in dip is great as well, like plain chips.
Salt and vinegar chips and avocado
A barbecue chip in a salsa or something.
Yes, yum.
Okay. I don't often do that sort of thing.
I'm not a dips guy.
Just corn chips in
corn
dips?
Chips.
Yeah. What's Alex suggesting?
Cheese Supreme Doritos in spring onion dip.
Yes.
I used to have that at my grandma's, actually, that exact combination.
Really?
There you go.
I mean, I don't want to be the Kate Moss of the group, but dip is such a waste of calories.
Oh my God!
So you know you can get beetroot dip, Marty. That's what I have.
Oh, delicious!
I love beetroot dip.
I actually do.
I love beetroot dip.
And it's very low in calories. Really
good. Yeah.
And don't be ridiculous. Troy is the Kate Moss.
I love dip.
I'm going to take up smoking if I can keep my calories down.
Eating tampons.
From Pete, hi Will, just catching up on the podcast about haunted houses. My grandmother used to live in an old miner's cottage in Moonta?
Near the Pilbara.
Near M-O-O-N-T-A.
Moonta.
Moonta. In South Australia.
Moonta.
Moonta?
Moonta.
Gone Moonta in Moonta.
Yeah.
When we stayed with her, I would sleep in the front room of the cottage.
Hang on. It's called Little Cornwall. So it's on the coast.
Oh, York Peninsula.
Moonta is on the York Peninsula, 165 k's north-northwest of Adelaide. North-northwest. Yeah, okay, I gotcha. There it is there.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's just further around from the food trail that I was telling you about.
Gee, South Australia is big.
It's massive. Very big state.
Wow.
Apparently, that's beautiful driving all through there.
Yeah, I don't give it enough credit.
No, well,
It always has felt a little low level to me, South Australia.
It's beautiful, South Australia.
Yeah, there's some great parts of it.
Yeah.
Amazing beaches.
Explored it.
No, I've been lucky enough to spend a bit of time in South Australia. It's a wonderful place.
Mm. We should go.
Team trip?
Yep. On the list.
Team trip. Port Lincoln, I think, and we should go shark
cave swim with
diving.
The sharks?
Yep.
Man, I don't know about
and we'll send Matt.
No. I'm good. First.
I actually really want to
without
do that.
Without the cage.
I'll go. Covered in blood.
Barely the waters. Throw Matt in. We'll get your biphasal working.
You're awake there.
A big, long dirt sleep.
Dirt sleep.
Sleeping with the fishes.
Dirt sleep.
Because you know who wrote that? John Legend's wife wrote it to the girl.
Oh, that's right. Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen said to the girl, you should have a big dirt sleep.
That is so
funny. I'm paraphrasing. But then that's why this whole momentum is being built around cancelling Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, no.
I remember early on we did a break about Chrissy Teigen, and at the end I was just like, should I know who this person is?
Oh, see, we worked somewhere else for a long time.
We worked somewhere else for ages.
Two of you, Marty and Lachlan.
We followed that story.
6 minute back and forth, all the hits and memories of Chrissy
Teigen. She's a bully.
I've never heard of her.
You must have.
Well, you're not missing anything, to be fair.
She's, you know that famous gif where she's like this in the Oscars?
Oh, is that her? That awkward, I sent that to someone the other day.
Yeah, that's her.
That's a funny gift.
Yeah.
She's got a career of her own.
Yeah, she was very. A model.
They started pulling her stuff out of shops and supermarkets. She was into homewares. She's a whole brand.
Right.
But she had this big run-in with a girl who was in a relationship with a much older guy.
The guy, you know who it was? Percy from the Green Mile.
Oh.
That's right.
Yes. And she was like 16.
She was very young. He was old. And and then she just started hooking in on Twitter.
Mm. Doug Hutchison.
And then, yes, of course, tried to delete everything, but the world already knows. Because someone, there's like one room full of guys checking Twitter. And they got her.
Anyway.
Back to the little Cornwall ghost story.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Munter.
Munter.
We're going Munter and Munter.
Yeah, yeah.
Pete says he would sleep in the front room of the cottage. It was always freezing cold, and a few times I thought I could see a woman standing over the bed.
Ooh.
It turns out that a lady called Elizabeth Woolcock used to live there in the 1860s and was convicted of murdering her husband in the house.
Oh, my God.
Room?
Wow. Not sure about the room. The room that I stayed in, is where they did his autopsy.
Oh, Jesus.
Did the autopsy?
She was hanged for his murder in the Adelaide jail.
Oh, I don't like any of that. Oh. I think I went to school with her cousin, Marino Muff.
She was Woolcock, if you've forgotten. You had the rest of the story to just craft Marino Muff.
Just get thinking about different versions of wool. Didn't hear a word of your story.
No, no, it's fine.
I was busy writing.
Yeah. Mike, surely the only way to conclude the fight over Marty and Rove's height is to invite him over and do a measure off, really next level it.
Maybe we could get the Spirit of Tassie together and really next level it.
Get Rove in for his new Disney show about the toys.
Yes. Yes, the toy game show, the reality show.
What's your toy story?
What's your toy story?
Yeah.
I don't fully know how that one's going to work.
He can tell us.
If anyone can make it work, it'll be Rose.
Yes.
Of course.
From Dave. He sent through a private play for Lauren.
Spotted
this one. See if you can figure out what it is.
Does it say, hey, Loz? See you later.
See you later.
Let's play you later.
Pretty close.
Lozenator.
The Lozenator.
The Lozenator.
I need that.
L-O-2-N-8-R.
Do you know I've never been Lozenator. A Loz until this show?
I was never been a Loz.
I was just to call you Loz.
Troy's the only person in my life and
really?
My mum sometimes.
What did I call you?
Dull
Sweets.
Today.
My Dull. Little buddy.
What's that, Dull?
That was so funny. In today's show. Yeah. What was that,
yes,
Dull?
You'll hear that.
Yeah, Troy, you started calling me Loz and I was like, that's fine. And then now I'm just Loz. Lozza.
Yeah.
Lozza.
That's when we worked together at the other place.
Yeah. None of my friends ever call me Loz.
Mm. No. I think I was shouted at once for calling you Loz.
I used to really not like it.
Oh, you don't like
Loz? I used to not like it. Now it's like whatever.
I did ask if you're okay with it. I think I remember.
And then I said, because it's you.
That's right.
But what do people call
you? No, but if Matt
But no one calls. Do people call you Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Baz?
I used to get Baz a
Hold
lot.
Hold me back, I'm about to Baz?
Yeah. Remember? No, Loz is fine. I like Loz now.
Yes.
I just didn't. I really identified as a Lauren because my name's spelt differently.
Yes. Yeah.
And then.
There's a point of difference.
Yeah. Anyway.
It'd be like all the other Laurens. L-A-U's. Sad sex.
No.
I'm thinking of one right now.
I have an L-A-U's 30th tomorrow.
Do you?
Happy birthday to Lauren. And speaking of birthdays, happy birthday to Jake. Hey, Willie, was just wondering if the great man and team could give me a shout-out for my birthday today. Love the show, guys. And I said, of course.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Let's get into the full show dump here at Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
Guys, we've made it. It's end of the week.
Saturday, Sunday, what?
How are we feeling for Friday?
Never felt better.
Excellent.
Don't think I've ever felt better.
Yeah.
Friday, weekend around the corner. I mean, weekend around the corner.
I know. What do you got on for the weekend?
I could do Have You Been Paying Attention on Sunday.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, Sunday.
Wow.
I never know whether we talk about that. But yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Busy. But fun, you know, busy fun.
Of course. Busy fun's good.
Yeah, busy fun's good.
Yeah.
Busy no fun, not good.
No, that's true.
But that's not what's happening.
No.
Other than that, I think I'll
fun, no busy, though.
Fun, no busy.
Fun, no busy.
That's the best.
That is the best.
That's what we're all aiming for. Fun, no busy.
Yeah.
How do you like this? DC's put this together. Yeah, DC came and said, I put something together for you guys.
Oh, my God, it continues with the fun.
It continues, yeah.
DJ DC.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, DC.
Now it feels like we're plugging an interview with Katy Perry later this week.
Yeah, well, we should be. We haven't confirmed it yet, but we're hoping to get Katy on the line. Zoom chat. Hi, Katy. What's your favourite pizza topping?
Thank you, Alex.
I thought that was Katy.
Alex loved that.
So we plugged into Katy.
She's in a new menu log campaign.
Is she?
Yeah, really? A couple of days ago.
Taking over Snoop.
I'm always intrigued why they do that kind of campaign work, because they don't need the money.
I don't know, but Uber Eats has got Paris Hilton right now, so.
Yeah. Mm. Menu Lock had Baker Boy.
Yeah, Menu Lock had Baker Boy, yeah.
And they had Snoop.
And Snoop before
Snoop.
Him.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, there's another one I saw recently, and I was like, you don't need to do this. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Anyway, anyone doing anything exciting over the weekend?
Voting.
Oh, yes. Voting. Almost forgot.
Feels like forever this campaign, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah. Sausage and bread.
Yes. Getting the pamphlets.
Yeah.
You look forward to that, you're saying this morning.
I do. I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah.
I don't want it moved to twilight.
Mm. Wow. I'll go to the footy tonight.
Will ya? I'm going to go to the footy on Saturday.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah. We're playing Melbourne.
Oh,
yeah.
You'll do really well.
Yeah, we should go well.
Yeah.
On election day. They still do football.
Yeah, but it's not until 4 in the arvo.
They still do football.
Yeah, they still do football. It's not Good Friday, mate.
The coverage for the election starts at 4.
Does it? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the coverage. Jeez, don't miss that.
I can do without Paul Murray faffing around, wondering whether Labor will win.
I'm dream timing.
Are you? The North Melbourne jumper is brilliant.
Oh, it's a ripper. Yeah.
I reckon
it?
It's the best.
Yeah, there are so many good ones this year.
Yeah. I was reading about the North Melbourne jumper, and then I jumped online to try and buy one, and they've got none in my size. They've already sold out in large and extra large. Do you know what I mean?
You're not extra large or large.
What are you thinking? Medium.
Medium.
Extra, extra large.
No,
that was a
it's
joke.
A medium.
No,
it's okay.
No, but you know that was a joke.
No, look, it's fine.
Love your new hair,
though. I have a compliment on my hair.
Oh, your hair's
stunning. Yeah.
Your hair's beautiful, as always. Clary's here. DC! Yeah.
Fingers.
But a knowing look.
Top 6 at 6. Not bad.
Yeah. Strong. Good. Very strong.
Yeah. Mm. Good. Very good. Coming in at number one on the top 6 at 6 this morning, Billy McFarlane, the man behind the infamous Fyre Festival, has been released from prison early. What a disaster that was. Do you remember they got there and there were just pieces of bread in styrofoam containers? No one had accommodation.
Yeah.
It was a dust bowl.
Yeah.
Buses weren't
that's
running.
That's right. Yes.
The documentary is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. I watched a bit of the doco. He was like a university guy, wasn't he, from memory, who just had a half of an idea and then poorly executed that.
Just convinced everyone he was the genius.
And who was the rapper involved?
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all the influencers, they all put up those orange tiles on there. And everyone thought it was a thing.
Yeah. The Kardashians were in it, weren't they? Or one of them.
The Jenners.
The Jenners. It was a disaster. Ja Rule.
Mm. Oh, dear.
I prefer Ja Spirit Level. Much better. Much better.
Much handier.
Much handier.
Yeah.
Number two, today the AFL is expected to announce a Twilight Grand Final with a starting time of about 4:30 PM.
Mm.
We'll back page it and we'll foff it too, but
it's inevitable. You're going to have to start your barbecue a bit later.
Just come to peace with it, everyone.
Still have a midday arrival for people.
Yeah.
It's two hours. There's a lot of carry-on.
Some pre-barbecue
snacks.
Some snacks.
Yeah.
Cheese platter.
Maybe a ploughman's board.
Some grapes.
Yeah.
Dips. I won't go through the whole thing.
Has to be dips.
Get the idea.
Charcuterie board.
Charcuterie. Just
two extra hours of charcuterie. You're going to live.
When you get one of those big, massive cheese platters, what do you always avoid?
Avoid?
Yeah, I had every single thing on it.
You know, like those
Twiggy
prune things.
I know,
you'll eat those.
Yeah.
cucumbers. I try to avoid prunes. They go straight through.
Like your Tom Yum yesterday.
Oh, boy. I had Tom Yum bum yesterday. Holy hell. Chili con carne. Number three, Guy Sebastian has told a court he regrets referring to fat, older, feral women in an email he sent to his former manager. They were discussing whether the gig was appropriate.
Yeah.
And somebody had described the audience that way to Guy, and he was merely recapturing the essence of the quote in a return email to his manager, Titus Day. Yeah.
It's unfair. It's a private email. I mean, God.
Yeah.
He's
not going to get cancelled for it. If they didn't cancel him for Hillsong, they're not going to cancel him for calling people fat, older, feral women.
It's such an awful quote.
I know.
He said, It doesn't read well, does it?
It's so liberating to just read fat, older, feral women and know that I'm not responsible for it. I am merely covering the news.
Yes.
I am just a vessel for stories.
You're just delivering top six and six, and it's number three.
Beautifully said, Troy. Number four, students will be given an extra week to complete their NAPLAN amid surging cases of COVID and the flu. It's everywhere at the moment, particularly the flu.
Yeah, you got to get your flu shot, people.
Yes.
That'll help you.
Yeah, it will. It does help. I haven't had one.
Have you not?
I had one a couple of winters ago.
I have it every year.
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic, I reckon I had one. It was the only one I've ever had. But I'm thinking about it. Number five, the Catholic Archbishop. Oh, here we go.
Stopped you in your tracks.
Come on. Yes. Catholic Archbishop of Sydney. has lashed the decision to allow terminally ill people to have the right to choose to end their life in New South Wales after the state joined the rest of Australia to pass the new law. Yeah. I've never understood why the Catholic Church with the compassion and empathy that they profess to have in their ranks, has been so adamantly against the idea of terminally very ill people who are genuinely at the end of their life.
Having the choice.
More often than not, fighting terrible end-of-life issues, including an enormous amount of pain for a lot of people.
Yep.
Why that is such an issue that you want to maybe 3 weeks before you are going to die anyway.
Yeah. God's will.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
It makes no sense. It
makes no sense.
At all.
But nothing about the church does make sense from the bloke out the front of the markets.
Oh, 10 seconds.
Oh, Jesus. I was just about to really come off the long run.
Oh, beautifully done.
Quick, quick.
Two mystery Aussies, including one Victorian share, massive 80 million Powerball jackpot.
Jesus.
Sporting news. What's happening, William?
Quick update in the rugby league.
Oh, yes. What's happening?
The Broncos extended their winning streak to 5 on the trot, beat the Knights last night.
Turning the corner. That
puts
club.
Them temporarily in the top four. Because they were having a bit of a wobble early in the season, the Broncos.
Well, they've had a wobble for about the last 5 years.
Bronx Nation.
Bronx They're Nation. Back, baby.
All right. More sport in just a second.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
What's on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. We have been there for it all.
we have.
4 and 20, Australia's original fan food. Get amongst it this weekend. 4 and 20 pies and sausage rolls.
I'm going to have a 4 and 20 at the footy on the weekend.
Oh, you must. It's the law.
Must.
I'll have one tonight.
Of course. We foffed about this with Abby Gelman yesterday.
It was the date with the we had a caller.
A lovely lady rang us and said all the food establishments have changed.
Yeah.
And they have.
Yeah.
There's one of those Korean chicken. I'm leaving.
Okay. Grand final time. The AFL Commission has made a decision on when the grand final is going to be played this season.
They just haven't told us.
They're holding off until today to let the public know. They wanted the AFLW pay rise news to have its own space. It's fair enough.
Gillen's last sort of...
Yeah, one of his last things.
Legacies to the game.
He's a big 4:30 p.m. guy.
Totally. Well, he keeps going to the Super Bowl to look at halftime like none of us have got TVs.
Yeah. We've had night grand finals the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're going to have a twilight Eastern Standard Time.
Which is a what time kickoff?
4:30.
4:30. Around that mark. You know, daylight savings doesn't start until October, does it? So, so you're dark. You're well and truly dark at halftime.
By the second half, it will be dark. Similar to last year over in Perth, which was a later start here, but we saw the pre-game entertainment and the first half in sunshine.
Yeah, 4:30 kickoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4:30.
Mm.
So 5:30, quarter to six.
Yeah.
You're pretty, you know, you're not quite getting dark. Are you?
It's getting dark. But
you're not fully dark for the halftime show.
No.
Last year's grand final, 3.91 million viewers nationally, the most since 2016. 2019, the last pre-COVID season, was 2.9, so it's up 33% on that. There's other factors, the Giants playing, for example, and Richmond being on their run.
Yeah, the Giants playing is the issue there.
And last year was such a momentous game because it was the first one in Perth, Melbourne trying to break their drought. So there's a lot of different factors you've got to consider, but there's no doubt that a later grand final will increase TV ratings.
The former host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Eddie McGuire.
Well, he still hosts that.
We'll foff about Eddie's comments on Footy Classified later.
Oh, we're foffing about that later because he and Caroline Wilson didn't
really
miss each other.
Traded blows.
Very, you know, arguing either side of the topic.
Yeah.
Very passionate defence.
Very passionate. Teams tonight. Carlton taking on Sydney at Marvel Stadium. Tickets very hard to come by from what I understand.
Okay, well, so Carlton are on a roll.
Could be close to full. Lewis Young and Liam Stocker are in for the Blues after Zach Williams and Jack Nunes had to make their way out. James Rowbottom will be missing from suspension, which means Colin O'Riordan is coming in for the Swans.
Cool.
Michael Voss was asked about the Luke Parker incident, of course.
What did Vossy
Parker
think?
Parker playing
Vossy
the Blues
would have sat
tonight.
Him on his ass.
He said, honestly, I think it's one of the most over-talked things I have seen. It has no relevance to us.
Yeah, so
I think
good stuff from Vossy.
Close the book on that one.
Just a straight bat.
Yeah, I like it. In swimming, our mate, Zach Stubbledy-Cook, the 23-year-old.
Stubbledy-Cook.
200-metre breaststroke world record. Here is how it sounded last night in Adelaide.
Under siege, Zach Stubbledy-Cook. Can the Olympic champion become the world record holder? Stubbledy-Cook is right on it now. Keep going, son. Zach Stubbledy-Cook, that world record. Will it get away from him? No, it won't, I don't reckon. Well, good on him. World record for Zach Stubbledy-Cook.
World record.
Is now the fastest man ever.
Well done. 200 butterfly as well.
He was miles ahead of the next person too. Yeah.
He swam in Tokyo 2:06.38 to win gold. Last night, the first man to break the 2:06 barrier, 2:05.95.
Wow. Oh, my God.
The only Australian man to hold a current world record. Stubbs, our man.
And I'm not saying that other strokes don't have technique, but breaststroke has so much technique involved in that stroke.
Yeah.
The pull, the timing of the kick, the time underwater, the reach.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in breaststroke.
Yeah. And he's going to be around for a long time, is Stubbs. Only 23. Devastation, on the other hand.
When we used to teach kids breaststroke, we'd tell them to imagine that they were cleaning out the chocolate from a bowl. You bring your hands around like that. Yeah. You scrape the chocolate out.
When you were teaching.
My swimming teaching days when I used to teach for Auswim.
What?
Really? You've done so many jobs.
I've heard the piano teacher in London 20 times.
I used to teach the kids swimming.
On the other hand, in swimming news, devastation for Cody Simpson. He finished third the other night behind Kyle Chalmers in the 100-metre butterfly, and now it looks like Chalmers will rightfully take his place at the World Championships.
And he never said he wasn't going to. It was the media that said he wasn't going to, but he just opted not to swim it.
People were asking you to go to World Champs and swim butterfly, and he said it would have been disrespectful to say I was going to swim it at the time, given he didn't know if he was going to be swimming at all 8 weeks ago, such as his injuries.
Yeah.
It's his favourite event, butterfly.
Yeah, well, of course he's going
to
do it.
He wants to swim it in Paris. So, Cody, I'm sorry. Swim at Birmingham.
But Cody gets another chance. He gets multiple chances. Well, he gets at least two more chances to qualify for Paris. It's not until 2024.
Yeah, no. Paris is a different conversation. Yeah. He'll swim at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham.
What year is that?
That's this year, in July.
Oh, is it? Jeez, that one's crept under the radar. The Comm Games is on in about 8 weeks. Did you?
I did know that.
Guys, the Commonwealth Games on in about 8 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Team trip!
Team trip to Birmingham. I think we'll stay in London.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Time to get jiggy with it.
Because the heat is on.
It's time for a three-way.
$200 up for grabs at Levantine Hill in the beautiful Yarra Valley. It is a magnificent estate. Outstanding cellar door and restaurant. And you can order their award-winning wines at levantinehill.com.au.
Could be this weekend.
Could be, exactly.
Make your way into the Yarra Valley. Such a beautiful part of the world.
It really is.
Much to see and do.
Open a nice bottle of red, as we suggested during the week.
I mean, you'd have lunch at Levantine Hill. That'd be the first thing you'd do.
Absolutely.
But then you're welcome, once you've been there, to chuff off and have a look around.
Mm.
And there's some stunning stuff out there.
So much to see and do. You should stay a while.
Yep. Oh. Beautiful.
Oh, Troy.
Get yourself an Airbnb. In Heelsville.
Yes. Beautiful.
The world's your oyster.
You can stay at the hotel at Eastland in Ringwood.
The vibe.
Yes.
Is there a hotel in host there?
Yeah.
I've seen the one at Chadston.
Yeah. Well, I was told that a lot of Southeast Asian visitors unload,
yep,
get on buses to Chadston,
yep,
they'll stay at the hotel there, go back to the airport, load up, and that's their experience of not only Melbourne but Australia.
What a trip.
Yeah. What a trip.
Well, Chadston is the fashion capital.
New Zealand ice cream, Wendy's, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
New Zealand ice cream. I haven't seen one of them in a long time.
Neither have I. Should buy one. Team New Zealand ice cream. Three-way. Nikki's back from Sydenham. Good morning, Nikki. How are you going?
Good morning, guys.
You awake this morning, Nikki?
Definitely awake.
Nikki, this is your last chance. I mean, we can't just keep going, Nikki. You know what I mean?
No, I'd be here all year.
Yeah. Well, you've been wonderful, Nikki. Your attitude and energy is outstanding.
Just have to win.
She's been getting points.
You've got to just pull the trigger a bit quicker, I reckon, Nikki.
Back yourself.
Have a crack at it.
It's all in or nothing.
That's it, Nikki. Remind me what you do for a living, Nikki.
I'm an admin at a construction company.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's all a bit dry. Nikki, I've got a good feeling about you today. I really do. You're playing Tracy in Point Cook. Good morning, Ooh. Tracy.
Morning, guys.
Oh, my God. Tracy. It's Battle of the Sexes.
No.
No, that's when it's won. Battle of the Ladies. Tracy, what do you do for a living?
I work for a transport company in Fleet Resources, hiring drivers.
Oh my God. Bloody hell, Tracy. Busy?
Very, very.
Busy. Everyone's busy, aren't they? When do you slow down? Yeah. Well, after you're dead, am I right, guys?
Yep.
Have a long sleep then.
Yes.
Am I right, Tracy?
Very.
Yes. Battle of the Boobs. Here we go. Nikki versus Tracy. Battle of the Burbs, I meant.
Oh.
Burbs.
Battle of the Burbs.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Doesn't even matter.
Look at you guys. You're all so scared.
You can't say boobs on
me. I'd say Battle of the Boobs. Well, yes, you can. Nikki versus Tracy. Tell me what the three things have in common. Your name is your buzzer. The best of three, the first of two. Here we go. Question one. It's a curveball sent in by Matthew with one T, Matthew, on Instagram. Question one. Nikki v. Tracy. Cougar, Iceman, Goose.
Tracy.
Oh, yes, Tracy.
Top Gun pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take Top Gun pilots. I've got in front of me Top Gun call signs.
Yeah.
But that's just what they call each other, isn't it?
They're people. They were pilots.
Yeah. They were pilots. Come on, Nikki. That, yeah. Nikki. Nikki, you there?
Yeah. Still here.
Nikki.
Nikki.
To stay in it.
Come on, Nikki.
Nikki. To stay in it. Question two. Orange is the new black. Tiger King. Yes, Nikki.
Netflix kid?
Yes!
She went very early.
Good on you, Tracy.
We don't want you to win, Trace.
No.
Oh, that's not true. I want...
I'm trying to lose. It's okay.
No, Tracy, don't. Nikki doesn't want to win like that.
Not in a battle of the boobs.
Not in a battle of the boobs. Boobs. Boobs, boobs. Nikki for the win. Tracy for the win. Question three. Jobs, Carell, Irwin.
Nikki.
Nikki.
Oh, no.
Nikki.
Jobs, Carell, Irwin.
Tracy. Oh, no, I misheard it. I was
going to
say birds, but no, that's wrong.
No, they're not birds. Nikki? No. They're famous Steves. Steve Jobs, Steve Carell, Steve Irwin. Tiebreaker question.
Okay.
Another one.
Here we go. For the win, Nikki, Tracy.
Oh, dear.
Colorado.
Capri.
Yes.
Oh, Nikki.
Famous cars?
I'll need more information, Nikki. Give me a brand, Nikki.
Hold on.
Done it. You've only done it, Nikki.
is in shock. Nikki! Well done, Nikki.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Australia's unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest level since 1974.
This is huge news.
Figures released yesterday showing Australia's unemployment rate was 3.9 last month, compared to 4% in March. It's the lowest jobless rate since 74 when it was 2.7.
Wow.
Jesus. Victoria's unemployment rate was one of the highest in the country at 4.2. Well, we're just, you know, we're just recovering. We're crawling out of 2 years of nothing.
Getting back on our feet.
Yes.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
On this day, sporting edition for May the 20th. We're doing it for 4 and 20, Australia's original fan food. We've been there for it all.
We certainly have.
Haven't we ever?
We certainly have. 4 and 20. How wonderful. Just cracking open the... the packaging, just it has the little holes in it.
Such a distinct sound.
Yeah, it really is.
Get into some 4 and 20 this weekend.
Really smash them.
Mm.
Have heaps.
Absolutely.
Too many pies.
With some tomato sauce.
Get a party pack.
Yeah, I'll often put a lot of little miniature pies and sausage rolls onto an oven tray and pretend that they're for the kids.
Yeah. Knowing they don't like them.
Exactly. And then I'll eat heaps of them and go, well, you guys never eat the bloody party pies. Mm. I don't know why I bother putting them on.
One for you, two for me.
About eight for me. My ratio is about 1 to 8 in the party pie state.
Oh, well, it's hard to say no.
Yeah. Well, they're just so tiny.
Delicious.
So tasty.
Mm.
Good people. On this day in 1900, the second modern Summer Olympics opens in Paris, and Frederick Lane won Australia's only two gold medals in the 200 free and the 200 obstacle swim.
Bring that back.
What's that?
I think we're the only gold medal in that event ever.
What,
from
what
memory.
Happened in the
you
obstacle
have to swim under boats and then climb
that's
over
wonderful.
Boats.
We need that back again.
Why aren't we doing that? It's like the steeplechase in the running.
Oh.
Sounds like it could be quite dangerous.
Oh, very.
Yes, but so swimming. You know? What isn't dangerous?
Yeah, it was the only appearance of obstacle swimming at the Olympics.
Wow. Missing a trick there. I mean, I'm watching 47-year-old men skateboard. I'd rather watch an obstacle course swim.
Skateboard.
Than a guy who's far too old to be wearing Vans carrying on like a teenager.
That's not a bad point.
1972, Michael Tuck debuted for Hawthorn. He played a lazy 426 games. Seven premierships.
Ridiculous.
Got rid of half their pokies now. North got rid of ours about a decade ago. It's not a competition.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Brent Harvey also pinched his games record off him.
Yeah.
Another win for North.
1991, Michael Jordan is named the NBA's MVP, the second of five times in his career.
Gatorade TV commercial.
But it also, it's got a bit of, what's the cartoon movie with the lions and stuff?
The Lion King.
The Lion King.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, the cartoons with the lions.
Yeah, the Lion King.
And the King. Yeah. With, what's that one with the lion and the King?
It's the Lion King.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Simba.
Mufasa.
Mufasa.
It does sound very Disney.
It does.
It really does, doesn't it? If you snuck this song into the Lion King, no one would even bat an eye. You'd just think one of the lions was called Mike.
Yeah.
I want to be like Mike. Mike is a good lion.
Yeah.
2018, Carlton suffered its worst ever defeat against Melbourne, losing by 109 points.
Fabulous.
It's just a fun one to have in there.
Yeah.
Oh. birthdays, turning 30, Kate Campbell today. Look, I say it every time, but when are REM reformed?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, guys.
What a sauce. Night swimming.
Stop mucking around. Stop get together.
Because I tell you, you'll miss your window, someone will die, and that'll be the end of it. What if there were two? Number two, Brendan Goddard is turning 37.
Number two.
He gives it to Lady Hayes. He kicked it to the edge of the square. Goddard. Goddard.
BJ!
Goddard! Of the year.
BJ Goddard!
By God, Jim, they're going to be in front, the Saints.
At the end of the square, he's going to put St Kilda in front with a goal or a point. This is the moment. That was the moment of the goal.
Oh, no.
JB.
One of the most iconic grand final moments, though.
Yeah. What a great call of it, too.
They really should have won it.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable.
Cracking game.
Mate, the one that got away. Mark Winterbottom, old Frosty himself, turns 42.
That is our sport edition of On This Day for May the 20th.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Oh, this is fun, Marty. Something we're doing next week.
This is good
forward to.
We're going to let local businesses own the show for a day.
That's right.
That's what we're going to do all of next week, Monday to Friday. Yeah. It's commercial radio, but not everyone can afford to advertise.
Correct.
Yes. No.
So we're giving people an opportunity. We're levelling the playing field in what has been a very expensive cost of living time for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And no more so than if you're trying to run a business out there somewhere.
Yeah. So if you've got a business and you want a leg up, this is for you next week.
This is for you next week. Jump onto our Instagram at the following Instagram address.
At Marty Sheargold Show.
Or you can email Matthew at
mattheflapper@gmail.com.
And we'll go through those. Give us a couple of bullet points about why you'd like to be part of the show and what you think we could get out of a relationship with you moving forward.
Yeah.
And details about your business.
Details about your business. Absolutely,
The more the better. The more info, the better.
Don't get stupid. I don't need a PowerPoint presentation. And to be fair, I won't see any of them.
No, you won't.
But I will certainly be making the final decision over those.
Are we doing a business a day?
Yes.
Yeah, business a day.
What if we get inundated? Could we do a business an hour?
Well, maybe let's see how we go.
Maybe you could own an hour of
could
show.
Do that. Yeah.
Let's see how we go.
We might get two entries.
We might get two entries and you can have 2.5 days.
Yes.
So over to you, Melbourne. If you've got a business, you want a leg up, get in touch with us here at Triple M.
We'd love to help.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Something new.
Something new.
Marty.
Always trying to reinvent radio. Mm-hmm. That's what I was born to do.
Of course.
And this is something new. I'm not sure where this original idea started.
I
think it was a suggestion from our podcast.
I think it was.
Oh, no. Do you know what it was? We were talking about... We've done How'd You Break Your Leg and all that a thousand times.
Hey, well, hang on, mate.
No, we love doing it. That's why.
Be careful.
How'd You Bust Your Cags,
yeah,
etc.
Yeah. I almost batted one up for today, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I saw a story yesterday and I thought, well, even I can't.
Remember, do that.
Yeah, I can't do one more this week about breaking.
Well, we did the eye one yesterday.
And the last time we did that was in
March
15th. Will had an issue.
Documented by Will.
Yeah.
I didn't have an issue. Okay. I just thought perhaps we try champagne stories.
Yeah. But they weren't. It was Prosecco.
It was Prosecco, yeah.
So where we've ended up with that is someone suggested to us via Instagram that perhaps we could take ideas from the audience around phone topics we could use on the show.
Correct.
Yeah. And what better day than a Friday
to
take a suggested phoner from an audience member in a new segment that we're calling PARPY, which basically is another one of our acronyms, and it stands for Pitch a Phoner Immediately.
Amazing.
And DC has put this together for us. Let's have a listen. PARPY means
pitch a phoner immediately.
Pitch a phoner immediately.
Phoner immediately. Yes.
PARPY, of course, is one of our most popular Instagram videos, and Troy walks us through what he believed was the meaning of the word PARPY in one of the great moments of radio history.
I think it means daddy.
I think you're right. So then we've got a lovely, funny story sent in by Grace, and she actually used the Loz line.
She did. She contacts me a lot on the Loz line. Very good contributor.
And the Loz line, of course.
0457051051.
A lot going on in this setup.
Isn't there?
Yeah. Oh my God. Holy hell, DC. I'm exhausted. I haven't had to concentrate for years until about the last 2.5 minutes. It's almost making me sick.
You've nailed it, though.
Oh, yeah,
of course I have. It's what I do, but that doesn't matter. I need a break.
Doing your best.
Well done, Marty.
Thank you, mate. Yeah. Grace has got to us on the Loz line with a story, and the question she suggested we ask our wonderful listeners is, what happened on your school camp?
Yeah.
And it's a great question. Or indeed, what went wrong?
Yeah.
What went wrong on school camp?
Give us a buzz, 133353, if you have a contribution.
Grace said, I went on a surfing camp in year 8 and we were on the bus on the way to the beach. Yep. So Grace is just minding her own business on the bus. She's in year 8 thinking this camp's going to be fantastic. Yeah. I had a sick bikini on, says Grace.
Yeah.
So I took my T-shirt off on the bus to show it off.
Oh.
Once we got to the beach, I looked down and realised my boob had been out for the whole bus ride.
Excellent.
It's excellent. Well, from Grace.
Yeah.
Wonderful first phoner in Papi, picture phoner immediately.
Yep.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We're doing Papi right here this morning. Picture phoner immediately.
Picture phoner immediately. It was suggested to us by one of our lovely listeners via the Instagram page.
Grace.
Yeah.
And Grace said, you know what you guys should do ask the question, what went wrong on school camp?
Yeah. Yes.
And she told us a wonderful story about her surfing trip where she was in year 8 on the bus and she had a hot new bikini. Hot is a strange word attached to a year 8 kid, and I will retract it immediately. Yeah.
Well, she said sick bikini.
Sick was the word I was looking for. Not hot, I repeat.
Okay.
Not
hot. You keep saying it.
Just to be clear and make things better.
Correct.
It was a sick bikini, and as Grace whipped off a jumper to sort of cruise down there and show off the new bikini, the sick one, she didn't realise till she got to the beach that her boob had been out for the whole bus.
She felt a breeze.
Ooh. Oof, 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 oof. And thank you to everyone on the bus for not mentioning it.
Yeah, she did say she was next to two girls who were very quiet the whole time and didn't just say anything.
Why did they say, Grace,
your boobs out?
Grace, your boobs out.
Things are happening. Sort it out.
Is that a hard chat for young girls to have?
Surely
maybe
not.
For some young girls, not for me.
No.
Your boobs out?
Yeah.
The other end
because
of the bus.
Because you're very shy, Atari.
Grace!
You're up the other end of the bus topless.
Bridget has called us on 133353. What happened on your school camp, Bridget?
Well, firstly, I'm Grace's sister.
No way! What? Bridget, are you serious?
I am serious, yep.
Bridget.
She's our little sister. So
Bridget and I converse.
We chat.
Yeah, calling her hot. I didn't say hot, I said she had a hot bikini, Bridget. Don't take me back
there. Okay, all right, sorry.
So, Bridget, do you remember when Grace's boob popped out on the school bus?
Look, I don't, but Grace has already rung you with, given you two boob stories. Oh. So Grace's boob stories are not that.
Oh,
you know,
this is not a comrade. Grace
boob gal.
Sounds like she had her boobs out a lot.
Yeah, probably.
I knew I liked it.
What went wrong on your camp?
Well, I'm a school teacher.
Ooh.
And my very first camp that I had to organise and run, firstly, on the way there, I forgot to take the medication, so I had to leave and go back to school. And pick
for
it up
all the kids' medications?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Then we got there, and one of my jobs was to drive the little minibus and pick kids up from different groups. I actually think this was the same. Grace wasn't on this camp, but it was the same camp that she went on at the beach. So I had to pick up different groups. Anyway, we sat down to dinner and I was like, there's a lot of tired, empty seats at dinner. And I'd forgotten to pick up a whole busload of students.
Oh, no. Bridget, what are you doing?
It was my first camp. Anyway, and then I crashed the bus.
Oh my God. Bridget.
All on one camp.
Jesus.
I still kept my job.
Well, it swings and roundabouts.
Memorable. Thank you, Bridget.
Bridget and Grace, they're a double act.
Yeah.
Of camp disasters.
Ash in Thomastown. What happened on your school camp, Ash?
Oh, it was my grade 6 camp. We went to Cathedral Mountain. I got out of my tent late at night to go to the toilet and tripped over something, and all of a sudden this thing's come flying at me. A wombat.
A wombat?
Yes, I tripped over a wombat and he decided to attack me. I've got a couple scars still on my arm.
They're bloody vicious wombats, aren't
really
they,
careful.
Ash?
Really sharp.
They're very bitey.
Yeah.
Oh, no good, Ash. Thanks for the call. Shay and Lang Warren.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Shay. How are you going?
Hi, good. First time caller, long time listener.
Good on you, Shay. Welcome. Great to hear from you, mate. What went wrong on your camp?
Grade 6 camp for Lang Warren Primary School, and they did like a disco for the last night at camp.
Yeah.
And they put on that Vitamin C Friends Forever song.
Yeah. The which one?
And the vitamin C friends forever, like yeah, as we go on.
I've got a bit of that here.
Let's have a listen.
Here it is.
Yeah. As we go
on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they put that on and we all started crying.
Crying? Because you were a bit homesick, Shay.
Sorry?
You're a bit homesick.
No, everyone just got emotional.
Because they're finishing grade six.
The end of grade six.
The end of grade six.
Yeah. And then the teachers were like, they stopped it and were like, you know, pull yourself together to everyone. And
yeah, you got a talking to for being a bit emotional on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Well, and say you should. The dance floor is not a place to cry. Teardrops on the dance floor, Womack and Womack, here it is. Brendan is in Essendon. Good morning, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, gang. How are we?
What good, went mate. Wrong at the camp, mate?
Well, my mum was a school teacher and she took 100 kids to South America for World Youth Day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
On the plane coming home, about 26 of them came down with a really violent case of gastro.
Oh, no. Oh,
no.
So there were 26 teenagers fighting it out for one of the 8 toilets on the 747.
Oh, revolting. How
yes.
Yeah, no, Brendan agrees. No, I mean, it's just quite and dim right there.
You wouldn't want turbulence, would you?
No, you wouldn't want turbulence. Nice, but that's what happens when you fly in economy, mate.
The Marty Shergold Show on Triple M.
How's this? Last night's Division 1 in the $80 million Powerball draw went to 2 winners. That's $40 million each.
$40 million.
That's just basic maths.
You'd be okay with $40 million, wouldn't you?
Yeah. One of the tickets was from a Sydney suburb of Fairfield, but the other one was in Brimbank in Melbourne's northwest. Neither entry was registered, so they haven't got in touch with the winners. So somebody's out there. They don't even know they've won $40 million yet.
I hope they haven't lost their ticket.
Yeah.
You tried to get a ticket last night and you ran out of time.
Oh, my God. I forgot that it was a Thursday and you know I love Powerball.
I know, yeah.
And I went on the app and I was like, I've got to buy a ticket. And it said entries close at 7:25. And you know what time it was?
7:25.
Ah, right.
Division 2, there was 8 winners and they each got 166,000. I mean, you'd take that.
Oh, totally.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Bit of lunch money.
Oh. You can get in touch with us through Insta anytime you like at Marty Shergold Show.
Anytime you like.
Welcome to DMs.
You're welcome to drop into the DMs and send us a message. And if you're a podcast consumer, and by that I mean listen to the show on demand.
On the listener app.
The listener app, absolutely. You can get in contact with us and we tend to deal with a lot more of these kind of things in that part on that platform.
This segment really is about 6 minutes of just inside jokes.
Yeah, but that's okay.
We'll try our best to explain.
Mate,
as many
it's totally
as we can.
Fine. People know what's going on.
On the podcast, we've been asking for POV shots, which is point of view.
Oh, yeah.
Point of view shots.
How you listen to the podcast, how you consume it from your perspective.
Or indeed, how you listen to the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Particularly if you're streaming it.
Mm. Yeah. And we had people from overseas, a beer in Toronto and a glass of red in Austria.
Yeah. Oh, that wonderful woman in the vineyard with a glass of rosé.
Yeah, but also your working day. And we had this from Pat and he sent through his POV. G'day, Wide Willie. POV shot for you. Loz is right. We can't listen to radio, et cetera, while driving trains, but we can when we swap ends and have a bit of time.
Oh, there's
the
front.
So he's at the back of the train.
Going backwards.
But that's the train, what do you call that area? The driver's compartment.
Cabin.
The driver's cabin.
The cockpit equivalent.
And there's his instruments. He's got the big thing to push it forward. Yep. I mean, I don't know what any of those buttons do, but
You'd work it out.
I feel like I could do that.
Yeah. Bit of training.
I reckon I could drive a train.
From Matthew, hey, Will, long-time pod listener from Toronto, Canada.
Lovely.
Loving the Foff and Cock stuff.
Yeah.
Focus on footy and concentrating on cricket.
Concentrating on cricket. We haven't done a lot because we're into the football season, but we'll get back to cock. We always do.
Just wait till it's cock season.
Yes.
It's going to be fabulous.
Can't wait for cock season. Matthew says,
on cricket.
There is a well-known cock in Canada.
Is there?
The Canadian Olympic Committee.
Oh, of
course. So we have the AOC. They have the cock.
Yeah.
In 2014, to launch their Olympic campaign, they held a block party. It was the cock block party. Love the show. A little slice of home every day. Cheers, Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Cock block party.
Wow.
From was on a dance floor.
A boutique.
From ads, this is a mini fact check from something this morning. The hotel at Eastland, Ringwood, was said to be the Vibe. However, it is the Sage.
Oh, it is true. It's the Sage. It's got valet parking because whenever I go down into
it's got valet parking.
Throw the keys. Just deal with this, will you?
Thank you,
you, mate. I'll see you on the way back.
James says, I keep checking my phone every time you guys play the JB sound, which I think you have on standby these days, don't you?
Yes, I do. Here it is. Yeah.
James says that it's still his text and ringtones on his phone, so that would be very confusing.
I would find that a little intimidating if every time I got a text, JB was screaming, and I'm JB's biggest fan.
Oh, of course. The show is. From Cleet. I think that's Cleet. Thank you.
Another inside really joke. Aren't going to get that.
No, yeah. No. Friday Papi from Cleet.
Yeah.
Off the back of your David Holly Woywood issue this week, where I accidentally sent him a photo that I was trying to send to the team
of
macaroons going into an oven.
Our favourite Hollywood correspondent and Channel 7's very own David Woywood.
Yes. Cleet suggested that what did you accidentally send could be a good Papi. Pitch a phoner immediately.
Oh, yes. Pitch a phoner immediately. We just did one about the can from Grace.
And I think we might have done that before.
I feel like we've done it early on.
Yeah, really early on.
What did you accidentally send?
Yeah. Yes. He says you might have done something similar last year sometime.
Does it have to be photos?
No, like your awful text incident.
Yeah, remember your awful text incident?
Everyone's had one of those.
The worst ever.
No, this was next level.
Marty's it was.
Sometimes you just have to own your mistake.
Oh, I had to own that one.
Cleet sent through an example. My wife was meant to message me, but accidentally messaged our next door neighbour asking, what are you cooking for dinner? The neighbour... Now they think we are poor and replied, Pastor, do you guys need food?
But that's no way to ask that. That's no way to reply to that text. Do you guys need food?
Yeah. Do you want to join us?
Yeah. Not do you need food?
Or even, was this meant for me?
Yeah.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
From Sarah. Hey, Will, my husband Brad would never message you guys himself, but I wanted to give you guys a shout out. For the last 4 years, he has driven a total of 2.5 hours or 230 kilometres every day for work and exclusively listens to you guys on the drive. Most days he would come home and fill me in on the funny parts of the show.
Oh, that's lovely.
Thanks for keeping him entertained on the drive, because I think he's ending that role.
So right. Well, he's going to have to find another way he can listen to us.
I said, I hope we haven't lost a
listener. What does he do for a living that he's putting that much time in a
not
vehicle?
Sure. It could just be a truck driver.
No. It could just be, it wouldn't be a commute.
Yeah,
I suppose it's only an hour 15 each way if it is a commute.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
maybe
people do that.
In the process of like building a house somewhere, and now their house is going to be ready, and so their commute's going to be shorter.
Okay, you're just making stuff.
You're just building narratives.
You've just built a whole narrative around a bloke you know nothing about, but I love that.
Or never discourage. We had a shapes poll. Now, this
has really taken off. There's mainly been some traction around shapes.
Today has just been answering people's queries about shapes on the Instagram. So we have
shapes. Biscuits. Aren't it shapes?
Yes. Yeah. Not triangles and squares.
What's your favourite?
I like circles.
I'm an octagon guy.
Matt's a huge rhombus guy.
Isosceles.
John was one of many people that got in touch. Disrespectful putting these Johnny Come Lately flavours in the same heats as Chicken Crimpy. Because we had two semi-finals with four shapes flavours that you could choose from.
Yeah, because we decided not to do the nacho cheese.
No, we did.
Oh, that was in a semi.
Two and two and two and two and Will, you know what I mean?
So where did we end up?
So Chicken Crimpy took on cheddar, nacho cheese and Vegemite, and it was a bloodbath.
Of course it was.
Of course.
Absolute bloodbath.
Chicken Crimpy. That can't be the final four.
No.
And
that was a heat.
That was a heat.
In the other semi-final, savoury was not popular.
I don't understand that, because savoury is my favourite.
Sam said, if you're having a savoury, why even have a shape? Go have a succotar.
Yes.
A succotar, one of those rice crackers.
Succotar.
Paddy made a very controversial comment. He said, people have been put on Guantanamo for less than Loz's comments about barbecue shapes. Dead set sacrilege.
Barbecue shapes are...
Don't.
They're the worst. Well,
they're not the worst.
I have some news for you.
Yeah, what's the result?
They are by far the most popular shape on our Instagram.
You know
barbecue shapes.
Barbecue wins.
I went through a barbecue shape phase where I couldn't stop eating barbecue shapes. I couldn't stop.
Yep.
There's just so many better flavours.
Barbecue savory. First, pizza second, Chicken Crimpy just behind in third, and then Daylight to fourth, which was cheddar. Savoury didn't even make it out of the semi.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's right. Cheddar.
Cheddar. What about cheese and bacon?
Yeah, I know. You'd have to be kidding. Cheddar.
Do another poll.
Yep.
I do like cheddar. They're like cheds, which I love a ched.
I do love a ched. What's your favourite biscuit?
Yeah. Oh,
cheds.
Oh,
cheds are right up there.
There you go.
What's your favourite?
I think cheds.
Are you serious? Ched is your favourite biscuit?
Cheds.
Ched or a Savoy.
Yes. We're not going...
Because you'd have a sweet section and then a savoury. Yeah. You can't compare a Monte Carlo with a Savoy.
No, you can't.
But I think you'll take a Savoy over Monte Carlo.
Oh, Monte Carlo. Pretty good.
Tim Tam.
And our final social contribution from Jordan. Mm. Stuart Hocking & Co. In particular, oh, yes. Papi, who has been there for it all.
Good fun.
Confusing reference. No, no, no.
Hey, keep going.
That's the start of his message.
All right. Okay.
Not done yet, Troy.
I thought you might appreciate this shirt that I saw while watching a video online, combining two of Troy's greatest loves, Papi and 4 and 20.
Yeah.
And it seems to be just a punter who's got a microphone in front of him, and he's wearing a shirt that you can see here. It's got an outline of Ryan Pappenhausen.
Oh, it's got Pappenhausen.
And the logo of 4 and 20, and it says 4 and Papi.
Oh, my God.
Where's he got that from?
We
That's
must
brilliant.
Get this shirt for Troy.
I have to get that.
He's been here for it all, has Papi.
Absolutely.
Keep your messages coming through to us at Insta at Marty Shegold Show. Slow news day. It is the Marty Shegold Show. Slow news day time, Marty.
No, this is one of the slowest news days of all time. Beck Judd took to Instagram this week to share her thoughts on cooking using a meme. Why pay $15 for pad thai when you can spend $45 for all the ingredients to make a worse pad thai? And she wrote alongside that, this is exactly why I don't cook.
Hmm. Right.
And that made it into the Daily Mail, guys. Slow news day.
The Marty Shegold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Shegold Show.
A little bird told me. Little birdie time, Marty, so we get you up to date with what's happening.
Grace Tame has taken a brutal swipe at the PM in what seems to be a pattern developing for Grace Tame.
It does, doesn't it?
As the federal election looms, Ms. Tame slammed Mr. Morrison for wheeling out his wife Jenny in the last week of the campaign. I mean, I would have thought that that's fairly standard.
Yeah. Well, she was on 60 Minutes very early in the campaign.
She was too, when he was playing the draft. April Sun in Cuba.
Yes. Oh, wasn't that?
So, she's been around for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've been married forever. writing on Twitter in 2021, Australian of the Year.
No, the 2021.
What's that, Del?
The 2021. She didn't write it in 2021.
Oh, the 2021 Australian of the Year.
Yeah.
What's that, Del?
Said there's something very telling about a man who repeatedly outsources his morality to his wife. Oh, gosh. A woman he uses as an object of blame to ease his conscience about his bad behaviour, clarify abuse, make Anthony, who has a less traditional family, look morally inferior, and so on.
Oh, geez.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's heavy a tweet. Heavy tweet from the 2021 Australian of the Year.
Mm.
Grace Tame. Grace. Yes. There's conversations you're not allowed to have around Grace Tame, aren't there?
Yeah.
Because she was Australian of the Year and a victim, a victim of serious abuse and a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she's starting to give me the irrits.
Yeah, sure. Yes, well.
I don't reckon she's winning everyone over.
No, she's not.
But to be that vocal, you should be polarising.
That tweet is not necessary.
No.
You know?
It's not really helpful.
Well, it's just not necessary.
No.
He's not doing any of those things with Jenny unless that's your prism that you're looking at it through. Now, there's a lot of ways to look at Jenny, but I wouldn't have thought that that's top of your list.
No.
Unless that's your idea of what Jenny is.
Yeah. Unnecessary.
And I would have thought so. I can hear the phones ringing out at reception now. Ring away. I won't hear about any of it. None of it gets through to me. They're the rules. Japanese man given $500,000 of COVID aid by mistake. He's been arrested. A man wrongfully given a fortune in COVID payments in Japan says he gambled it away in a fortnight before authorities caught wind of what was going on, William.
How does this happen?
46 million yen.
46 million yen was transferred into the 24-year-old's account in a lump sum. He must have thought, holy hell, what's going on here?
Look at this.
Officials who were organising cash handouts for low-income residents affected by the pandemic. The man's now in custody. He told police that he spent the illicit windfall at online casinos on his phone.
Oh, no.
Phone betting.
The worst kind.
And is suspected of moving some of the money to a different account. Oh,
jiminy
winkers.
No.
I mean, that's a lot of phone betting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Scrolling through. I don't even know how you could do it. $500,000 in what sort of time frame?
A lot of money.
A fortnight.
A fortnight. Did I already mention
you
that?
You did. Yeah. You read that out.
You told us that.
All right.
I learned it from you.
Just that little detail. I reckon I'm done for birdie today.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
And because it's Friday, it's time for our Wheel of Games, Marty.
It's our Wheel of Games, which has a bit of rebadging around it.
Yes.
It's the Powerball.
Power Cag.
Which, because people may or may not know, Troy, that for about a decade you hosted Powerball.
I did, yeah.
The ball that can change your life.
The one ball.
One ball.
The very important cag.
Mm.
We have a lot of games left over every week that we don't get to play, so we've put them all into the big Powerball spinner.
Yep.
And Troy's going to take us through the draw to find out what game we're playing today. Too slow?
We didn't have time for this.
I know. But I've got to read. Mate, radio's that's all about the setup.
I've got the balls.
Oh, you've got the script.
Yeah. Let's go. So many numbers, so many dreams that could come true. It's time to roll them. The power cag, the one ball that can change your life. And this week it's number. Oh, look at it. It's number five.
Which is?
That means we're doing our ad game.
Oh, the ad game.
This ad. Show. Gonna play a little song right now. Gotta tell me what it's from. Which ad?
Yeah, wow. Bit out of time there, Lozra, on that one.
Loz, just a little bit off time. But that's okay.
I had to sing it without a backing track.
Yep, well, you certainly did.
All right, so here's what's going to happen.
Okay, let's go.
Marty, Matt and Lauren are going to be playing.
Yes.
I'm going to play a song that has featured in an ad.
And we have to guess which ad it is.
You have to tell me the brand.
The brand.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Matthew's very good at this game.
He is.
We've played it once on the podcast and Matt did really well.
Matt's also been up since 11 p.m.
Yeah.
He's
having a very funny little 24 hours, isn't he? Mm.
Mistakes were made.
He's totally lost his body clock.
Yeah. Right, here we go. Ad number one.
Vodafone.
Well done, Matthew.
Matthew, you're very good.
It's a Jake Bug song. I wasn't familiar with it.
Never heard of it.
It's cut out.
Very good, Matthew. One for you. What is it? First to three, best of five?
Something like that.
Well, it has to be something.
First to three. We'll see. I've only got seven, so we'll see how we go.
All right.
Here we go. Question number two. Pick this ad.
Cadbury!
Cadbury. Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
I couldn't understand it. I heard it. I knew I'd be shout of that.
The gorilla on the drums.
Yes.
Good
very out. Good, Loz. One each.
All right, this one's really tough. Some people may remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Ad number three.
iPod?
No.
Nah. Oh.
Matt's close. No. Oh, you remember it.
I don't know, but I love it.
Sounds like a traffic bed to me.
Yeah.
What's going on the road?
Did you give up?
Yeah.
Citroen. It was the robot car. It became a
transformer.
Into a transformer was breakdancing.
Creative technology.
Mm. Yeah, yes. Well done.
Ooh. I do remember that.
Okay. All right. Tough one.
This is a current ad.
One
ad. Ad number four.
Wham. This is a current ad.
Current?
Yes. Animated, if that helps.
Is it about coffee?
In the ballpark.
Nescafe.
No.
What is it?
The energy drink, all the bugs in the car. Have you seen that ad?
Yeah, Matt's
flies.
No.
Don't know. Started so well this game. Really losing momentum now.
That was strong.
All right.
One each.
Ad number five. I love that. Anything you want, you got it.
Anything you need. How are you going with these ones, Marty?
Just enjoying the music.
Marty's just watching.
Nappies?
No.
Nappies?
Yellow Pages.
No.
Matthew?
It's a Shannon Knoll cover of a Roy Orbison song.
Nothing?
What is it?
It's Radio Rentals. No one remembers Radio Rentals.
Radio Rentals.
God,
wow.
William!
All right. How many you got left?
Money wants to get out of here.
The person who gets this wins.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
And
next
that could
one.
Be me too.
It could be.
Yes, here it is.
Sudden death. Just a little.
Oh, guys.
Is it sunscreen?
No.
Oh, this is disappointing.
Is it mid-strength beer?
It is.
Whoa!
Well, no. No.
Heineken!
Huh?
Heineken?
No.
Carlton?
Yes!
Yes!
Marty wins!
No,
we may as well do the last one.
Okay.
There we go. We may as well do it.
Because
it's 1-0.
It's 1-0
because someone will
lose. It's 1-0.
There we go. No, this is the decider.
This is the last one. Rugby league, NRL.
Yes, no! Oh, my God.
Come from behind.
The NRL.
I was never in that. Come for a second.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
It's a big Revolt. Revolt. Oh! Here comes Revolt.
Mark second in the goal square by Revolt.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Marty, Nick Revolt with us.
I know. What a treat.
Yeah, always
good morning.
A treat.
Always lovely to see you, Nick.
And you.
And you look suspiciously like you've got some sort of North Melbourne attire.
It does look like that, doesn't it?
It's got the kangaroo. Yep. It's got the same colours.
It's the Brighton Beach Junior Football Club hoodie.
Oh, good hoodie.
Nice.
Good hoodie.
Yeah. Brighton Beach.
Just chucked it on.
They've adopted the ruse.
Thought I won't walk in a singlet again. We know how that ended last time.
You should walk in a singlet.
That ended on Insta.
No one's going to stop you walking in a singlet.
That's all right.
Actually, we were just looking at some of the Doug Nicholls jumpers. They're all amazing. I've got North at the top of the list.
Well, there you go. They're on top of the ladder.
St Kilda have done a wonderful job with theirs as well.
A bit of Nicky Winmar representation on the St Kilda jumper. We were talking about the Twilight Grand Final too.
Yeah.
Where do you sit?
Well, look, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because the idea of tradition is just disappearing from so many aspects of life and sport. And I always cite the pink ball test as my great, you know, the one that annoys me the most. I get it. But it's all about TV and ratings, isn't it? And if it's all about TV and ratings, Ed and Caro had a belter, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. We've got a bit of that here. Let's here go. It is.
Well, 1,350 mouths to feed, just playing footy. Forget about grassroots. Forget about all the other stuff we have to do. Where's the money coming from? Is everybody... I mean, Caro didn't want to put up the Northern Stand at the MCG because of tradition. It was cancer-ridden. The leather seats were made out of...
That's not true.
Hey, don't make me go and find your column because I've got it indelibly marked up here.
That is
every time,
Caro. Lie, Ed, and stop it.
That was just a bit of the conversation.
It got pretty heated, didn't it?
It did get heated. What do you think?
Well, I was always of the opinion that day grand final, let's just leave it there because, well, it's more about the rest of us, to be honest. Let's go and actually be able to enjoy a good night after watching the footy and having a grand final. But Ed did make a really good point about the broadcast rights and the fact that we are trying to claw our way back as an industry.
Mm.
And we've got to pay for it. We've got to pay for it somewhere. And when we have announcements like we had yesterday with the AFL women's competition getting a 94% pay rise.
Mm. Phenomenal.
It seems to me like Gil's like that old grandfather now, and he realises he's getting towards the end. And so when you used to get $20 in your birthday card, now he's just like, you know what? I'm on the way out.
Have 50.
He just puts a couple hundreds in.
Hell, Jesus,
you know,
it's
like
really
so birthdays and Christmas.
It's
just,
legacy.
You
time.
Open your card and you can't believe what's happened.
So it's legacy like, time. For
it
Gil.
Is. It is for Gil. So the, you know, tick here and tick there. We'll move on to the men's deal, but the money's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
So if there is that big a difference, and Eddie was throwing like $50 million, $100 million around, just for the change of time slot, two million extra eyeballs.
Yeah.
From the twilight game compared to the day game. Well, then,
and you're in competition as well. You're in competition with other nighttime finals, like the NRL has shifted now and it does massive numbers. And it's beating the AFL in TV viewership as well. So you want to be in the same conversation.
So I think a night grand final is a big, big shift from tradition. Maybe a twilight one is a compromise that allows us to reach a happy medium and pay for everything.
Well, a 4 o'clock kickoff. So you still got to have your pre-game. We're going to have Barnsley and Diesel, obviously. None of us are idiots.
Mike Brady.
Then you've got to have your half-time now, which is probably slightly longer. I'm hoping an international. Could we be lucky enough to jag a Katy Perry? I don't know. Imagine Dragons.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just spitballing.
The fray.
Fray.
As someone who's played in grand finals, obviously, what impact would that 2 hours have on you as a player?
Not massive.
Yeah.
Not massive. You just adjust.
Well, you play so many different time slots through the year.
I think we played maybe 2009 or 10. I think it was a 3 o'clock start anyway. So it was a break from the sort of traditional 2:10 slot. Anyway, so 4 o'clock, players just, they'll cope. Yeah, you know, so I don't think it affects the spectacle from a player's point of view in any way at all.
Are we being conditioned by 4 o'clock? Because why don't they just bite the bullet? Because 4 o'clock, I mean, we were trying to work. It's not even really dark at half time if you're thinking of getting the boss out here.
I think it works. I think it works.
Yeah, you don't want to just like a 10 past 7.
Well.
But then that's a really late finish.
That's a late.
Think of the children.
Well, that's what we did have that lady ring us.
Somebody.
Yeah. Somebody think of the children.
Somebody think of the children. Well, we did have a woman ring us and go, but the kids want to celebrate too.
Of course.
And if the game ends at 10:30 at night.
Yeah. Too late.
The kids have got to go to bed.
Too late. And if you celebrate after a 10 o'clock, you know, 10 o'clock finish. It's a 5 a.m.
Tough the next day, and then
Monday's a slog.
Of course, all of that.
Think about the.
Well, we're expecting that announcement today at some point, aren't we?
Is that today? They say.
They've already made their decision. They say on
Wednesday. Yeah. Twilight.
Yeah, I think.
Take it. Get used to it.
Twilight.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Then it's been a busy week for you, Nick, as it always is. But you had Dyson Heppel on the couch this week talking about Luke Parker and the incident that we all saw through the week. Where did you sit on that one?
Well, good on Dyson for coming in because that, I think a lot of people thought, oh, that's unlucky for him. They've scheduled that in a few weeks ago. And no, we called Dyson and the Essendon Football Club on the Monday.
Mm.
Said we'd love to get him in and have a chat. And so Dyson said, yep, I'll front up and represent the club. And that was great. That was really good leadership. Where did I sit on the Luke Parker incident? Look, I was...
For people who might not know, he suggested to Dylan Shield that he hadn't gone over it.
Yeah, that he hadn't gone hard enough in a contest. I would be surprised if there wasn't some sort of history between those two.
Mm.
Sydney and the Giants.
Shield
was at the Giants, played in some finals and some big games. So there might be some sort of legacy from one of those. A little memory tucked away somewhere. I was really surprised that the Essendon players, well, we were told by Dyson that they didn't even see it or know about it. So I was a bit surprised at that. And
did you buy that?
Well, when Dyson comes in and he sort of looks you in the eye and says, I didn't know about it and I haven't seen it.
You take him
at his word.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's fine.
If you'd seen it in your playing day, how would you have responded?
You'd get straight over.
Yeah.
You'd get straight over and you'd remonstrate. And Matthew Lloyd made the point, throw him to the ground, give a free kick away.
I would have thought so.
Whatever. And then Dyson said, look, what do we do? We're going to give a free kick away and a 50 and another goal. Well, another goal was irrelevant at that point because the game was over. You were not in the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an opportunity to stand your ground and stand for something.
I think so.
So I would have as a leader been happy to take that on.
Yeah.
Because you make a bit of a statement and all of a sudden the whole dialogue this week changes.
Yeah.
Because
they stood up for themselves.
Yeah, you lost the game, but you actually stood up for yourself, you stood up for each other.
Yeah.
So it should have started with Dylan Shield because it was right in his face. So he should have gone over and gotten in the face of Luke Parker. And you don't get walked over like that. So they would have learned from it, they would have addressed it, and I would be really surprised if it doesn't happen that often.
You don't see that sort of taunting.
You don't, because players are much more chummy. We see them laughing and smiling and carrying on a lot more than we used to. And that's the way it's gone.
And there's a little less tribalism. There's a lot more player movement.
Yep.
You don't know where you're going to end up in 2 seasons' time. You don't want to be that guy.
That's right.
And in the same way, I suppose, you don't want to be the guy that reacts either for the similar reasons. You don't want to just shirt front a bloke. But
I was suggesting full melee, but I was shouted down in that situation.
Yeah.
I'm thinking full melee. That's unique. So I would be very surprised if I was in your team
and I started a full melee, would you have quietly said to me, well done, mate?
Yeah.
Good melee.
In that situation.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you would have said absolutely. Like quite often in a situation like that, the fines for the melee would be split across the entire team.
Perfect.
Mm. Yep, evenly. Because when one of your teammates is challenged in a manner such as that, Well, then you fly the flag.
Yes, you do.
You fly the flag for your teammates.
It's a fantastic weekend. Doug Nicholls round. Doug Nicholls round. Roo boys have won with their jumper, as we've discussed. Yes. Well,
no matter what happens on Saturday afternoon, they're already winners, buddy.
Well, I think we know what's going to happen on Saturday. We're going to beat Melbourne, and people won't believe it. what else has caught your eye?
They're referring to themselves as NAM this weekend.
Yes, they are.
The Demons.
The D's.
Yeah, Demons are.
North Melbourne would that be North NAM v NAM?
No, North. I saw the area that North is in, and it's a word I don't want to get wrong.
No. So move on.
We'll move on because I don't want to offend anyone, but I was reading about it last night. Right. Carlton, Sydney tonight looks like a belter.
Yeah, we've got a live one. We've had a few ordinary ones on Friday nights, but this one looks like an absolute ripper. Carlton, what I think, if anyone is supporting Carlton out there, you would love that. You are just starting to see the little progression in parts of their game where they've been really poor in the past, and that's the defensive side of the game. So you couldn't ask for much more from Michael Voss 10 weeks into his coaching tenure. Geelong v Port Adelaide, all of a sudden Port, you know, they were done.
They were done
at 0-5. So if Essendon looked no further than Port Adelaide, who would turn their season around. Number one defensive team.
Where is that?
That's down
at Geelong. Yeah. Well, that makes it a little bit harder.
It's actually not the fortress that it has been in the past for them of late. Lost three of their past five at GMHBA Stadium. Yeah. Dreamtime's a beauty.
Yeah. Mm.
Expect a response from the Bombers. I mean, it's really interesting now for clubs and groups that, and everyone does it their own way. So Essendon have been you looked at the way they approached the game last week, and there's a lot of smiling and all that. And so I get it. I get that players have changed and the approach has changed. But when you're in a situation now where you've got to fight back, how do you change the environment to be able to generate a response when the status quo hasn't been working?
And it must be frustrating as a coach of a team like the Bombers.
We heard it from Ben Rutten yesterday.
You see them in the Anzac Day, and they were super competitive. Yep. They were in that all day, and then they're just not maintaining any kind of consistency around their football because they could come out and beat Richmond.
Absolutely they could. And that's why this stage is perfect for Essendon this week, because there's nowhere to hide. So I'll back them. I'll back them this week to respond.
Anything else caught your eye?
Well, the Giants have got a new coach this week. So you always, when there's a new coach come in, Mark McVay takes over from Leon Cameron. Leon did a terrific job, I thought, with the Giants. And gee, watching him walk off the ground the other day, Leon Cameron, coaching, I'm not sure if it's coaching that took its toll. Leon looked like he'd ridden a horse from Melbourne to Perth without a saddle.
He looked
absolutely spent.
I reckon he was too.
Congratulations to Leon for a great job, and excited to see what Mark McVay brings, because caretaker coaches want to put their own flavour on the group.
Good time to get the West Coast for him.
It is. Yep, you can get lucky and you can get unlucky. So they're probably the pick of them. But Dreamtime at the G on the Saturday night, I think, is the one we're all just waiting for.
Yeah, well done, Nick. Have a lovely weekend, mate.
Likewise, you too.
Chat to you next week.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really
fast. Loza, did you say we've been on our best behaviour this morning?
Straight A's, everyone.
Not much from you today.
Well done.
Or nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
That's a first. Something worth mentioning, though, if you're a local business in Melbourne, next week we're giving the show over to people who,
Need a leg up.
Yeah. Beautifully said, Troy. If you've thought in the past, commercial radio, I wouldn't mind advertising, but I can't afford it. Well, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
We're giving it away next week.
Maybe you need some help with recruitment of staff.
Oh,
it's
good.
Tough to get staff at the moment.
Sponsor the show for a day. You can get in touch with us on our Instagram page.
At Marty Sheargold Show. Or through Matt the Flapper on Gmail.
There are your two ways to get in touch. Leave a couple of bullet points. What the business is about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Give us a little bit of a sob story if you've got one. That never hurts. Yeah. My experience.
Mm-hmm. I would recommend getting in soon too, because the list is starting to fill up.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to pick people at random, but... Yeah.
Well, are we?
I thought we might tailor the best ones.
Yeah, well, I think
we did say we could broaden it out to maybe sponsor an hour.
Well, if we get a lot.
We do 15 throughout the week.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
If we get a lot.
All right, that's that. What are we doing now?
We're going to do our week in review.
Okay, I'll see you Monday.
See ya.
Enjoy your weekend.
Bye.
The Marty Sheargold Show, week in review.
I love mustard on Will and ketchup.
This week, we made a few discoveries.
Oh, like a pelican stole my sandwich.
Not quite.
1861, the first colour photograph of a tartan ribbon is shown by the Scottish scientist James Clerk Maxwell.
I still don't quite understand how they ever started to do that.
Cameras.
Like cameras to film to then put it in some juice and then put it on paper. Wow. Don't you still think like that is weird?
Photography by Lauren Barrett.
Whack it in the film juice.
1995. Braveheart premieres at the Seattle Film Festival.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The horse had a line.
You're not leaving me out, mate.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
The horse is so into it.
You tell him, Mel.
Now coming soon to the cinemas is Top Gun Maverick.
I feel the need for speed.
And we had one question.
Yeah, what's Lauren's pilot name?
Schizophrenic? It's too long for a name tag.
Yeah.
Schizo. Skits.
Skits.
What about skid?
Oh, there we
skids,
go.
Skids, as in
like spit
underpants.
I like when you're skidding down the runway.
Spitty bum. SB.
Spits.
God damn you, Spits.
You can't fly.
We're a psycho.
Speaking of names,
have you come across a funny name in your travels?
Sean Minge.
You can almost read that as Sean Minge as well.
I've got to be careful how I say this, but Michael Hunt.
My typing teacher at high school was called Mrs. Wanky.
Kaz has seen a name in a cemetery called Ophelia Dicky. M-Day had an old customer that was Dick Fitzwell.
My mum had a client called Carmen, and her last name was Farkas.
Oh, Carmen Farkas.
Yeah. And that was her married name.
She was Carmen Rudis before that.
Now, this week, there was a little bit of deja vu.
How did you hurt your eye is the area we're moving into now. William reliably reminded me that we've already done this phoner this year, and I said, I don't care.
And we weren't the only ones to pick it up.
How'd you bust your eye, Cam?
I was camping on the Murray and hockey strap hit me in the eye, in the side of the eye, and
this all sounds very familiar, Cam.
Yeah, so I rang a couple of weeks ago and I had
for the
really
last time we did the eye stuff.
Yeah.
Have a show back.
Yeah. Also this week, we had a few complaints.
When I was in Noosa, there was a shop there doing baguettes that were like $16, $18 for a baguette.
A baguette it's too hard to buy it.
Very overrated, the baguette.
I agree.
The French as a people, but that's a separate issue.
Not their fries.
The brioche bread is very overrated. I hate brioche buns.
Yeah, so this isn't what bread do you hate. This is
how much did it cost?
That's a separate phone. You pivoted. And we've asked the wrong person, I'll spitty by myself.
Some advice.
Never look at a lion in the eye. It's like the same advice we gave months ago.
Oh, with a banana.
Never watch a grown man eat a banana.
Never look him in the eye.
Never look him in the eye.
Man in the eye,
Watching's fine.
Watching's
fine. It's the eye contact.
It's the eye contact.
Yeah.
Well, the same applies apparently with lions. Who knew that you can't have direct eye contact with a male lion?
When he's eating a banana.
When he's eating. He's going to eat your banana.
And uplifting stories.
A 19-year-old from Brighton has become the youngest Australian to climb Mount Everest. They hit the peak just before sunrise. Just before Koshy and Nat. Strange time. The summit, I would have waited and seen what the weather was like with Sam Mack. A 102-year-old Australian and World War II veteran is refusing to retire and instead spends his time working in a toy shop.
Oh,
this is a
lovely
story. Phil Hodgson worked as a barber and a salesman for most of his life and fought for Australia in World War II. He's decided to postpone his retirement to explore his passion for woodwork and has been making and repairing children's toys for more than 15 years. Well done, Phil.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Will you try to start a round of applause for Phil?
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you.
Run out of bed.
Hey, good end.
Yeah,
good end, guys.
Well done, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half the price. Terms and conditions apply.